you for holding. My name is Brisa. How can I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Tammy West, and I have just got finished talking to my bank, and I disputed a charge that you all took from me because I didn't approve for you all to take $59.89. I was only told on this marketplace, Facebook marketplace, that I was only going to be charged $2. And that, and when I, as soon as I hit $2 to be taken out, it was swiped away from me before anything else. It would, it didn't even take me back to show me where I could go back and figure out who to call and let them know that I didn't want whatever was going on. Your lady before, the lady before I spoke to you, is stating that I can't get my money back, but I want my money back, and I don't want some product you're supposed to be sending me. I didn't order anything.
Okay, so let's try to pull up an order so we can assist you, ma'am. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 63556.
First and last name, please.
Tammy, T-A-M-M-I, West.
Me one moment. Okay. And can I have your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is 63556.
Thank you. So, yes, I see your note was done on April 1st for $59.89 for a meal plan app. Though this order could have been done by doing like a sweepstakes where you pay a minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling.
But that's not what I clicked on.
Did you went over the terms and policies, ma'am?
No terms and policies.
Yes,
it
there
was just
is terms and policies.
It was supposed to be for a $2 Dyson stick vacuum for $2. So I said,
unfortunately,
okay, I'll take it. So I was like, I'll take it for $2. That's not a bad price for something that I don't think is, I've never seen a stick vacuum. I'm a disabled woman. And I did not agree for some meal plan. I don't know what, that don't even make no sense. I don't need a meal plan. I'm disabled. I got one of those.
But that
so
information.
Can I please have my money back?
No, ma'am. The account is in chargeback. I'm sorry.
It's not a chargeback. You guys still have my money.
A chargeback means we won the dispute with your bank.
Oh, you won the dispute with my bank. So, this is not how you take care of that.
I'm sorry?
So you guys didn't send me anything. That's not how you take care of that.
This is an app, ma'am. The $59.89 is for an app that you download on your phone. It stated to you in the terms and policies.
Ma'am, that was not what was...
It is provided to you in the terms and policies, ma'am. You went over the terms and policies?
I'm telling you, ma'am. That was not what the offer was to me. There was a deal of the day, and it was a vacuum for $2.
And I completely understand.
But
for you to get that deal, you have to agree to our terms and to the terms and policies where it tells you that you will get enrolled in a meal plan app.
There was no agreement for anything, though. You guys, I put
your account
in
is canceled. You will have to check it out with your bank. You will have to check it out with your bank. I'm sorry.
$2. How did you change my $2 to $59? Can you tell me that?
The $2 is for the Dyson vacuum, ma'am. That is a whole different company. The only way that we're linked together, is through terms and agreements.
Okay, well, that's all I'm telling you is all that I was supposed to pay for. And there
no,
was
ma'am.
Never anything about
yes, you
ma'am.
Agree to the terms and policies. That is what your bank's seen. And that's why we won that dispute.
No,
that you
see,
did.
My bank is going to see that you are.
Your bank
I'm
already.
Telling you now.
Your bank already has a chargeback. That means
well, my
that
bank
we
is
won the
let
dispute.
Me dispute it again.
No,
my
ma'am,
bank
they cannot allow you to do that.
Yes, they can, because you all are scamming me once again.
You will have to talk to your financial institution. You took it up with them. I do apologize about the inconvenience, ma'am.
I'm recording it all.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, I guess since you're going to steal my money and I'm telling you I do not want this product...
You agree to the terms and policies, ma'am.
I'm telling you, I don't want that.
If your bank would have thought that we were fraudulent and you didn't do this order, they would have never posted a charge back to us.
Well,
at
here's
all.
The deal, ma'am. Because here's what I don't understand is you're linked to that Dyson vacuum.
Correct.
And now my bank knows
terms
that.
And policies.
My bank knows that. There was no terms and policies in
so
there.
So why
for
did
me.
Your bank issue us a chargeback if there were
because
no terms and
I
policies?
Because I didn't get a chance to send out my paperwork, and they are going to send it back. They're going to send me paperwork so that I can actually send a fact in.
They will send you paperwork explaining the claim, ma'am. The chargeback has already posted to your account, to our system.
Well, the thing is, what?
The chargeback has already posted back to our system.
Well, right. They told me to contact you guys to tell you that I did not want this product. Instead of making me dispute it again. Because that's not what I went for. And I have proof of every bit of that. And so does Facebook.
Your account is in chargeback. You will have to take it up with your financial institution, ma'am. Is there something else I can assist you with?
Yes, what was your name?
My name is Brisa, Brisa.
Brisa. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.